Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I mean, I think that's a great point about the Fed raising interest rates today. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
I'd argue against that.
Yeah, they must really be worried about inflation still, despite what the president says and what Corinne Jean-Pierre teaches us every day in her press conferences. They must be actually really worried about it still. In this environment, they're still raising them?
How could they not be? All of the money they sucked back in by raising those interest rates, all that money that they got off of the Fed's books, all of it is back on. Everything they've done, worthless. Worthless. Okay? So all the pain that they've just gone through, once the bank started to fail, they put it all back on their books, and they're still thinking about doing more. That's $6.8 trillion in spending. That's the president saying, I'm not sure if I'm for reparations. Reparations? The money that they are going to spend. Of course the Fed is worried about it.
It's a clown show, and it's not like the happy bozo clown. It's the killer clown. It's the it's the guy from It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What's his name? He's, yeah. You know.
Do you remember what I wanted to use as the logo for our election night coverage?
I think it was.
It was the clown from It. Yeah. Our podcast is great today. You don't want to miss it. Tomorrow, if you're a Blaze TV subscriber, David Sachs is on with a very telling interview. You don't want to miss that. But today's podcast brought to you by Relief Factor. Going about your daily life when you're living in pain is tough. So get out of pain. Oh, shut up.
No, I mean, it's just easy. Get out of pain.
Think your way through it. Uh-huh. I'm not in pain. I'm not in pain.
Yes. Yes, I really am.
Look, I know the feeling of trying everything, the mental tricks. I tried every kind of medication that you could possibly try. Did not get out of pain. Had a problem with inflammation in my body. And I looked at my doctor and says, is this you calling me fat? And he's like, no, inside your body. The fat's a whole different other problem. But anyway, inflammation in your body is the problem with most of our disease and most of our pain. That's why Relief Factor at least worked for me. ReliefFactor.com. I want you to just to try their 3-week quick start. It's $19.95. You take it 3 times a day. Take it as directed. If you see results, you got good stuff coming your way. In 3 weeks, if you don't feel any difference, it's not going to work for you. So you're out $20, but you can check it off your list. But 70% of the people who try it go on to order more. It's ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. 800, the number 4, Relief. Relief Factor. Feel the difference.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
We have been covering so much, and it seems as though the audience really kind of wants to focus on Trump a bit today. We'll get to some other topics here. But Trump may be arraigned today, and this is causing a strange divide between Republicans.
Yeah, I'm curious as the response of people who are, you know, like Ron DeSantis has been part of this, McCarthy's been part of this, just general outrage at the GOP for not doing more. And it's like there are plenty of reasons to complain about the GOP. I participate in this all the time, and they deserve it. But like in this case, this is a Democrat fueled thing that is happening to Donald Trump. They are coming after him and persecuting him politically from the left. This is not the right doing it. Every politician on the right that I've heard speak about this agrees that what's going on here is unjust. And we still, we should point out, it still hasn't happened yet, and we don't know the details of it if it does happen. So we still have a lot of, you know, ramp to understand even what the story is, if it's a story at all. And yet the anger is against people on the right, people like Ron DeSantis, for some reason, for coming out and, you know, agreeing with Donald Trump's point, I think, on this, as most Republicans have. And, you know, yeah, there are really good examples of GOP people who have not fought the system. Is Ron DeSantis a good example of that? So Ron DeSantis has done nothing but fight against the system, and everyone agreed with this 2 weeks ago.
You're right if you're using logic about, let's say, Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is a fighter. He's a champion. Donald Trump is a champion. He's a fighter. He goes out and he fights, and he wins. Same. So why, and this is what we've been concentrating on, let's, please, Donald Trump, don't destroy Ron DeSantis. And Ron DeSantis, please don't destroy Donald Trump. Just talk about the issues, okay? Not the issues with each other, please, because we need all the champions we can get. So there is that fight going on between them right now. But there is also the fight in the Republican Party between who can you trust and who can't you trust. And you have to put chips down on the table. Now, I think DeSantis has, but you have to put chips down on the table. And if you're not putting chips down on the table, you don't have any credibility, at least with me. You have no credibility with me. You can talk a great game, but unless you've got skin in the game, unless you have bumps, bruises, broken bones from your stances, I don't believe anything you say. I need to see some proof.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So people are looking for who's going to step up and get hit in the face for their support. Okay. When you look at Donald Trump, you have to understand this is a proxy war. Donald Trump is not Donald Trump anymore. He's a symbol. This can be very, very dangerous if we don't all recognize it. And he doesn't. I mean, he recognizes it and doesn't play off of it. But he is a symbol. What is he a symbol of? To a lot of Americans, them. Even though they're not rich, even though they don't have to settle, you know, some sex scandal thing, even though they may not agree with the things that he says on Twitter or whatever, he is them. Remember, this is a guy who started out as, finally, it's like a guy who's sitting down at the end of the bar. It's like, I know that guy. Okay. But now you've added 6 years to this, and you have a guy who has been persecuted,
mm-hmm.
not prosecuted, persecuted. Every underhand trick, every devious, lying scumbag has come out, lied about him, persecuted him, his family. Do you know who else feels persecuted in this country? Parents. Average Americans. People who have been fighting against this insane culture, who have been called everything, every name in the book. They have been shadow banned. They have possibly even run into trouble with their families because their families are like a member of the press. And you come to them and you're like, hey, that's not true. That's not the way it is. And you can't make any headway. You, in your own way, feel like Donald Trump. Except he's doing it on a massive scale. They are coming after everyone in his life, trying to take everything from him. And he keeps standing. When you look at somebody who is in a fight, and you see him as you, you're in a different league. Mm. So you have people who have been fighting. I would put Rand Paul in this. But Rand Paul, I mean, he's gone after Fauci like a pit bull. But has anything happened to Fauci? Do we feel like we've made any real progress on that? No, because even a senator can't do anything at this point. Donald Trump has been the opposite. People feel like he has not only fought, but he has won. And even the Republicans hate him. So you have those Republicans that nobody trusts, the Mitch McConnells, and they hate him. You wouldn't have this situation where you were blaming Republicans if you didn't have the majority of the power in the GOP hating Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think you've outlined the feeling of a lot of people really, really well. You know, it's interesting because, you know, Rand Paul literally does have the bruises. I mean, he was attacked.
Oh, I know. I know.
He's taken, a literal beating over his political views. This is going back a few years.
Yeah. Two times.
But like, you know, you mentioned Fauci. Has anything happened to him? Well, one thing that happened to him is he got a presidential commendation, not from Joe Biden, from Donald Trump. Right. And that was one of the responses of Ron DeSantis to all of this, is to point out, I think, a very legitimate policy issue as to how Donald Trump handled Anthony Fauci when he worked for him.
I don't think
that's not this, a. It wasn't a hey, you know, who you sleeping with or whatever. It was a policy based response. It's what we say a lot of times that we want, and then people are highly critical of it. I think there's plenty of questions. You can criticize some of DeSantis's response to COVID as well. There, you know, especially early on, and I think people will do that. But that's where I would like this to be fought. And I think what you were outlining earlier is I kind of want them to be fighting on policy. Like
on
I want them to be arguing. I want to see two visions of this country.
Right? Not personal.
And that's what it's been so far.
Yes.
You know, it's Trump saying that, you know, Trump made this, you know, truth, I guess is what they call it, on his social network about how Ron DeSantis, and linked to a trash liberal blog with no evidence, in this accusation that, you know, Ron DeSantis alluded to, oh, maybe he was hooking up with young people. Maybe it was a guy. He even said, maybe it was a man. And it's like, these are the type of accusations that we all united against when they were against Brett Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And now Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, I mean, they've been made against Donald Trump too. And we all kind of said, hey, that's crazy. And now he's just kind of throwing him out there.
That's why,
against Ron DeSantis. Like, that can't possibly be the solution to our problems.
That's why I have been saying, please don't take a side on any of this. Just focus on policy. And please, Donald Trump, don't make it personal. And Ron DeSantis, don't make it personal. Don't destroy each other. We can like both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be able to like all of you and have walk away friends. And if we can't, we're in bigger trouble. We cannot. And this is one of the reasons why they're saying they're going to arraign him today. I don't know if that's true, but that's what they're saying. If they arraign Donald Trump today, why are they doing it? Not only so this fathead district attorney can become governor someday, because I'm the guy who brought charges against Donald Trump. I was the only guy to get him fingerprinted. Okay, so your selfish reasons there from the DA. But this is also a George Soros play. This divides us because you're going to put through hyperspace. What is the, you know, it's hyperspace in the, isn't that what it is when the Chewie hits the hyperdrive? Mm-hmm. It's put everything into hyperdrive. With Donald Trump, you're just seeing everything else as a blur. And that's very, very dangerous. So we have to fight this logically, reasonably, know that they are trying to set us all on fire. They're intentionally doing that. we can't play into it. And it's going to take all sides to be able to calm it down. Donald Trump, this is a win for Donald Trump. Don't think that this isn't a win for Donald Trump.
If there's an indictment,
that's a win for Donald Trump.
Yeah, and that's what the reporting is saying, that he's seeing it that way.
Yeah.
Like, he's this is great.
Right. So, I mean, he is a showman. He knows, mm-hmm. I can make a show out of this, and he will. And good for him. But, so let's not take it, let's take it a day at a time.
Maybe we can answer this here in a minute, but how does this play out? I think this is why I'm so concerned about it. How does this play out? If, let's say, Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump are against each other in a brutal civil war type of primary, where people go to their sides and they literally hate the other person, right? Which is, we've seen that happen before.
Mm-hmm.
When that primary is over, and whoever is victorious, whether it's Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis, how are you able to maintain the other side of that primary
to win
a general.
Yeah, forget about the, will you support the GOP candidate?
Right.
Okay, forget that.
Yeah.
Okay. This is bigger than this, because the person who, in the end, doesn't actively go out and campaign, if it's Nikki Haley, then I want to see Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis on the campaign trail, mm-hmm. and Vivek on the campaign trail, working hard to get her elected. Because the person who says, you know what, just stay at home, you know what, fine, whatever, it's rigged, whatever, the person who does that will be the person that will destroy the Republic. They will destroy it. Because if we don't win, if we don't have somebody, anybody, that reveres the Constitution at all, we don't survive. We do not survive. This isn't the most important election of my lifetime. This is the last election of my lifetime if we don't win. And so I would just urge everyone to be cautious and to urge the candidate of your choice. Are you in this for the Republic? Are you in this for the long haul? Because we need every single person on deck at their station. This is all hands on deck. Don't make it personal. This is the best of the Glenn Beck program. Stu, do you want the news on Nord Stream pipeline?
Sure, I want it.
You do?
Yeah, I do want it. I'm curious how we know this. I thought we only knew the genders of the people who did it.
Well, no, that was the New York Times. Okay. They only knew the genders.
Yeah, it was four dudes and one woman.
One woman.
Now, I don't know how they knew, because if they didn't talk to them, how would they know how they identify?
Right.
Right?
Right.
But apparently they knew from their genitals or their appearance.
That's crazy.
What gender they were.
Yeah, so you can't trust it already. Mm-hmm. But they don't know the names.
No.
But they know that they rented this yacht. They know where the yacht is from, but they have no idea who rented it. Okay. And usually when you rent a yacht, there's no paperwork.
Yeah.
They just take it out.
They give me four thousand forms of identification to rent a car from Enterprise, yeah, but you can just pull a yacht out wherever you want.
So, and they know that it was a Ukrainian extremist group. They think could be a German extremist group, could be a Russian extremist. They don't
know.
But they do know if it's a Ukrainian extremist group. They know positively Zelensky had nothing to do with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They have that one buttoned up.
Now, how would they prove a negative like that?
Well, they know who the extremist group is, and he's not extreme.
But they don't know.
They don't know the name of it, but they know it.
And they know all the back channel
conversations
that could happen between a president and an extremist group.
Right. So that's what the New York Times has said.
Sure.
Now you have Seymour Hersh. He's coming out and saying, hello, it was the United States. We were doing some things. I think it was Swedish models. We were on a boat. It got a little out of control.
As you know, tends to do with Swedish models.
Typical Americans and Swedes, when they get to they get together, it's baby city, you know, eventually, 9 months. I think we need to check all the babies that were born 9 months from the explosion. Anyway, we say that, Seymour Hirst says it was definitely us. I've gone with us. New information. Samples have been found, and it appears the culprit was the Chinese raccoon dog. Now, this dog is really causing some problems. And if you think that the raccoon dog couldn't do it, are you also one of those people that don't believe that the COVID came from the raccoon dog? This raccoon dog, this pack of raccoon dogs, they're cooking up viruses and blowing up pipelines.
So wait, it's the same pack of raccoon
dogs? It's the same. Well, I don't know if it's the same one, but it's probably the same one.
You probably know the gender of the raccoon dog.
Yeah, there were six males. Two females, okay. A little pup, but we don't have any paperwork on them. They were just wild, you know, feral raccoon dogs.
And they were not tied in any way to the
Zelensky's
king of the raccoons?
Never seen any of them.
Right.
He doesn't know any raccoon dogs.
Or the king of the dogs.
King of the dogs, no.
Neither group has endorsed this in any way.
Damn those raccoon dogs.
Do you get a raccoon dog from like a wild night between raccoons and dogs that just goes awry?
I guess so.
Is that how that happens?
I don't know.
I didn't know there were raccoon dogs until very recently.
Never heard of them, but
did they hook up? Is that what happened?
Stu.
Was this like a Kavanaugh-style party that got out of control and then we got raccoon dogs?
Oh, man. Back when these raccoon dogs were in high school. Oh, wow.
Now they can't remember. No one's ever seen them together, but we assume that someone made an accusation.
Yeah, these dogs were like, you know, pinning, you know, raccoons up the bed on the upstairs.
Oh,
it's
that's
crazy.
Terrible.
Oh, it's crazy.
Me too for the raccoons.
Yeah, amen, brother. So isn't it a great thing? We were just about to go off the rails and say it was Fauci funding science experiments in China with EcoHealth and the Wuhan bat lady.
And we should say, when you say we were about to go off the rails, what you mean is the director of the CDC at the time said that happened.
Right.
In congressional testimony.
Correct. So, we were, as a nation,
we were thinking about it.
We were so close to swerving, and look what we would have hit. And now, whoo, finally, they swabbed the mouth of a raccoon dog.
It's bad. The timing on this one is very interesting, Glenn.
It is. Because just in time. That's what you mean, right? Just in time.
Just in time to save us from our perilous journey into thinking the Chinese had something to do with this. You know, it's interesting because it started off with when they said it was absolutely natural. And no, you were a conspiracy theorist. Mm-hmm. And over time, I mean, over what, a year? Did that slowly change when there were not only conservatives,
about a year and a half, I think,
but also eventually a few mainstream reporters who came out and said, hey, you know, maybe we should think about this a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And it crossed the line to viable, or you were allowed to say it without being banned off of social networks.
Right. And it crossed that line. And was becoming the narrative.
Yeah, I was going to say, over time, even over the past year, I would say it's now elevated itself to the thing that
I would say
most people believe, right? Like, and I think polling supports that. I think it's something like 2/3 of people believe it came from.
Well, I don't know if you, here's the really tough thing. Do you believe, how accurate do you think that the lab leak theory is? You can put a percentage on it.
Because if this was a murder case and we were looking at like all this evidence, I would say I was 100% sure.
So,
right? Like circumstantial evidence.
Okay.
Now,
so,
I do allow a few percentage points here, maybe, I don't know, 10%, in that, like, I don't really understand the scientific ins and outs of how, a virus like this would jump. Like, I can't judge very well chemical makeup of a virus, right?
Let me give you the things that I absolutely believe, and I've seen the evidence for it.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Fauci, funding gain-of-function research.
Yes.
100%.
Even though he wants to play with the words on what gain-of-function is, I'm fully confident in that one.
We were doing gain-of-function research on COVID viruses.
On coronaviruses.
Coronaviruses. Mm-hmm. Wuhan was in the bat caves, right?
Yep, we know that.
And we know that. And it was at that lab. We know
you
that
mean that you're talking about
the Wuhan lab. They were doing the bat experiments there. Okay. Mm-hmm. We also know for a fact EcoHealth took the money given by Fauci, and EcoHealth was working on a coronavirus bat thing in China. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we got all that. Mm-hmm. Okay. We know that. We also know 100%. We shouldn't be doing it specifically at that lab, let alone in China.
Because it's not the highest level of security.
Not the highest level
of biosecurity, you know, which is really important, by the way.
They probably still have in the bathroom the little signs, all employees must wash their hands.
Right.
You should probably have that without the sign if you're working in one of those labs.
Fair point.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it doesn't look good. We also know that Fauci, through emails with others, started getting early on, it looks like this is lab. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we know that for a fact. We know also that he's the one that said, it's definitely not. In fact, we're going to have a meeting with all of you guys that disagree. And then all of those people who were vehemently opposed to natural came out of that meeting all saying it was natural, no lab leak, and all of those people got massive grants from Fauci. Now, this is a lot of coincidence. We also know that at the beginning of the month, late October, we know that there was an emergency at the lab. We know that they closed the lab, disinfected the lab, and then went in and changed all of the air handling systems. Okay?
Weird.
That's weird. Mm-hmm. It's weird. Now, I don't like to punish people for circumstantial evidence.
No, it's fine to do that.
That is really, to me, beyond it. Well, to be fair, raccoon dog.
It could be the raccoon dog. And they did. Now, that was one of the big arguments in the favor of the lab leak theory, was they could never find an animal that had this, but now they've found it. And it's a very convenient timing. The New York Times and others are, I don't know, hinting at the fact that maybe, you guys know China doesn't tell us the truth. So they actually probably found this a long time ago, but we're just learning about it now. That's kind of their seemingly their excuse for this.
Yeah.
And look, I'm very certain, I think. Like, I'm trying to think of this because we're talking percentages here. You know, I like my numbers.
Sure.
You know, I feel like I'm 90% sure that this came from the lab. I don't know that I'm 90% sure that our funding was these experiments led to this virus leaking.
Okay, hang on.
Could
just
be.
Redfield
believes that.
Yeah, okay. Hang on just a sec. Do you believe 100% all the facts that I laid out?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You've seen the evidence. I mean, we have the evidence.
Yeah. You said every person who was on the email list that was questioning the natural theory got a huge grants. I know that's true for some of them. I don't know if all of them did. Like, there's things
like
that.
There were like three of them that meeting. Yeah, yeah. There were three of them or two of them.
Bottom line is, generally speaking, I would agree with your line of facts there. Okay. And that is a very good circumstantial case.
It sure is. Now, could it have been?
Is that how raccoon dogs sound?
That's how raccoon, and then they die. They start coughing, and then they die, and it spreads.
It's like how I would say this is, in a normal circumstance, in a murder trial, right? Mm-hmm. If they came out and they get laid out this incredible circumstantial evidence chain that shows obviously person A did it, and then they came out with DNA evidence that said actually it was person B, if you trust your institutions, you might, because I don't understand the real science of DNA well enough to be able to decipher those claims in a lab.
Yeah.
So I would say, okay, well, DNA is there. Maybe this isn't true. we are no longer at that position with our public health officials where we can stand behind
Correct.
That. And that's a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, like we can bash Fauci for being wrong and all the things that he did, and we should.
No.
But like the bigger crime here is like no one believes anything about medicine anymore.
No, they destroyed it. They destroyed it. Good thing we have Bill Gates on our side to clear those things up.
This is the best of the Glenn Beck program.
Christopher, welcome to the Glenn Beck program. Are you there? Hey, how are you, man?
Not so bad. Hey, I want to say I appreciate your talk show.
Oh, thank you.
That's where I get all my news from. Because I feel like everywhere else I get, you know, it's always like hate mongering or just super heavy slander, things like that, you know?
Oh,
like,
well.
It gets really old, you know, so I really appreciate you guys and what you do.
Thanks,
so.
Glenn's much more in the light slander category.
Yeah,
he doesn't
yeah,
go heavy slander.
Yeah, no heavy slander, yeah. Even though I'm fat. Anyway, go ahead, Christopher.
Yeah, so earlier this morning, you mentioned China made a threat yesterday.
Yeah.
To the United States, and I'd love to know what that is.
Okay, well, you're going to love it. It may not improve your mood much, but they said that they are now, hang on just a second, I got to get right to it, that they are now special partners and that change
with Russia
mm-hmm. and change is coming. This is according to Z. Change is coming that hasn't happened in over 100 years, and we will drive this change together. They also said that there is a new era, special relationship and a no limits friendship between Moscow and Beijing. So that's
they went on to specifically talk about a unipolar world.
Yeah, they said
right?
they both are fighting against a unipolar world and are for a multipolar world. So they're gathering together basically to defeat us, which is oh, man, yeah. That's great.
It was a typical, like, China bureaucratic speak, but it was pretty clear as far as China goes in saying that they're changing the last century dynamic they don't like so much.
Yes. Now, here's something else. Putin also made some threats yesterday. Apparently, the Pentagon is accelerating our Patriot air defense systems and tanks to Ukraine, which Putin doesn't like all that much. And then the UK minister of state defense said, you know, we have a real problem with, you know, what Britain is about to do. They're sending in Challenger 2 battle tanks. And they're sending them into Ukraine with armor-piercing rounds, which contains depleted uranium. If this happens, and I'm quoting, Russia will have to respond accordingly, given that the West collectively is already beginning to use weapons with a nuclear component. Okay. Z is sitting next to Putin when he says this. By the way, These shells, they're armor piercing. It's not unusual, from what I understand, to use these shells. That's what Britain uses for bunker busting bombs, depleted uranium. It does hurt the soil around there. And if you were hit by one, I mean, well, if you're hit by one, you're probably going to die. But if you got shrapnel from it, it would have radiation in it. So that's good. Hey, here's another one. Australia came out yesterday and said, we're not going to promise that we'll side with the United States of America should China go into Taiwan. What? Australia is peeling itself from us? Russia yesterday also said, Medvedev said that the ICC, the International Criminal Court, they love it as much as we do. Except we've never said, by the way, if you do issue an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin, we might strike the ICC with a hypersonic missile, which I think would be another war crime. But I don't know. Russia is running out of soldiers. They had prisoners that they had pardoned, and most of them died, but about 20% of them now have served their 6 months and are going home. So you got some really violent criminals that have been pardoned. Oh, and they just came out of war. That tends to stabilize, you know, crazy, dangerous people. So they're going home. They fought for the Wagner Group. Now they don't know what to do. They've already made the enlistment to 65 years old in Russia, and now they're recruiting in high school. So that's good. So here's the problem. China, I believe, before 2025, before the next president is sworn in, you will have a digital currency. I hope I'm wrong on all of these things. You'll have a digital currency. China will be in Taiwan and will be tied up in a major war. I think that is a done deal, because why wouldn't you? If you were China, America is at the tipping point. We are so divided as a nation. Our banking system, the entire West is just waiting for a little to completely collapse. You have states fighting against states. You have complete unrest at your fingertips all over the West. We learned what Ronald Reagan did to the Soviet Union. Why would we not be doing that to them if it was reversed? Why wouldn't we do that to China? Of course we would. You think that they're not going to do that with us? And look how they've already infiltrated. I got to say, congratulations, Governor Whitmer. You've done a bang up job. You really have. You know, she's created a whole bunch of new jobs. And I just think this is wonderful. She's funding $715 million, taxpayer dollars, to get this new, I think it's Goitn, maybe, G-O-T-I-O-N, Goitn. I don't know. It's a company that I just love, because now it's an American company. And Gretchen Whitmer is spending, Michigan, you should be proud, she's spending your dollars bringing these people in, because they're going to create jobs. They just bought 700 acres of property near Big Rapids. Now, you know, Whitmer might have said, I don't know if we should do business with a Chinese company. And then that would lead to somebody going, no, they're not that bad. I mean, let's look at their bylaws. And if you look at their bylaws and you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, they're not. I mean, they're just making widgets or whatever it is that they're going to be making. So they're fine. Except in their Articles of Association, which is their company's bylaws, Article 9 says the company shall set up a party organization and carry out party activities. Whoa, Party City is going to be raking in the bucks. They got a party committee, and they have to have party activities. Sounds good until you finish the sentence, in accordance with the constitution of the Communist Party of China. Then the party committee, not to be confused with cake and balloons, the party committee of the company shall perform its duties in accordance with the constitution of the Communist Party of China and other party regulations, including ensure and supervise the implementation of the party's guidelines, principles, and policies in the company, and implement major strategic decisions of the CPC, the Communist Party of China Central Committee, and the State Council as relevant important work arrangements of the party organization at the higher level. Okay. But here's a really great part that I think Governor Whitmer, I mean, I've spoken out against you. Honestly, I thought you were a crazy tyrant or dictator that really didn't have the best interest of the people in Michigan at heart. But now that I read this, the corporate document also states the company's party committee shall, and I'm quoting, strengthen the construction of party organization and party members at the grassroots level and oversee growing the Communist Youth League and mass work of the company. I now think you actually might be a traitor, or you're completely incompetent. How did the governor just do a deal with taxpayer money to sell land and help a Chinese company develop their youth program, their communist youth program? Oh, do you think anybody would say anything if you know, down south somebody made a deal and they, part of their bylaws was to make sure you develop that Hitler youth program? Yeah, I think people would have a cow. This is the same thing, except it's Stalin. It's Mao. It's not Hitler. Mao and Stalin killed a lot more people. You should remember that. You have to ask yourself, do they just have a really bad batting average? Because I don't think they do. I don't think they do. They're batting what? Almost zero? Okay? Almost zero. Let's say they have a batting average of
100.
100. Mm-hmm. Okay. They have a batting average of 100. However, if I switch teams, they have a batting average of 600, right? Isn't it 700 batting average is perfect?
No.
No, what is
1,000?
1,000. Yeah. So 900. Mm-hmm. 900. Mm-hmm. Their batting average is good if they're playing for the other team.
Right.
Wait, at what point do we have the balls to say, I think they're playing for the other team?
Just hard to believe all of these things could be mistakes, I think, is what you're saying. And it does,
well,
does
you know,
seem
what?
Difficult to be this bad at things.
You know, we now know, because we've seen the satellite pictures, or we've seen the fighter pictures of the navigation system on the balloon, you know, because it was just such a coincidence that they had no control over where that balloon went. But it went over all of our most important strategic missile sites, then Strategic Air Command, and then exited the country, you know, right there in South Carolina, South Carolina, which, gosh, don't they have a lot of military stuff? That tricky, tricky jet stream. Or somebody's playing on the other side.
Hi. It's Jason Whitlock. Have you secured your spot for Roll Call 2.0, my annual men's summit in Nashville, Tennessee? Are you looking for an opportunity to fellowship with other believers, to come together across the identity lines the left have drawn to divide us? Join me, country music star John Rich, and Blaze founder Glenn Beck in Nashville on Saturday, June 1st for Roll Call 2.0. We're going to listen to great music, eat fantastic barbecue, and hear inspiring speeches from myself, Glenn Beck, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, Pastor E.W. Jackson, and many more. Let's quit letting the satanic left sift us like wheat. Let's come together as men and talk about the sacrifices we must make to restore the unity and shared values that made our country the envy of the world. Visit fearlessarmyrollcall.com to secure your spot.